Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we get to visit with Wesley Whatley. Born in 1929, Wesley has vivid memories of growing up during the World War II years, what it was like to be a young driver with a car during that time, and just what the culture was like here in Longview, and the ever-present reality that POWs lived and worked in Longview.
I remember at that time there was a curfew at 11 p.m., especially during the war. You had to be off the streets at that time unless you had business downtown. I remember the law officers were paired with military police because Harmon General Hospital was built in 42, and it was a very large military hospital. I think it was 3,500 beds, and a lot of GIs were in the hospital and got leave and were out. And I do remember that the law officers, it always consisted of one military and one law officer when they were patrolling. Of course, during that time, gas rationing had taken place, and I was in high school. I was lucky enough to get my driver's license when I was 14 on a hardship case because my father was an engineer on the Texas Pacific Railway, and he had runs that he would end in Texarkana or Shreveport or Fort Worth or Dallas, and I'd have to go pick him up and bring him back. And so I got to drive when I was young, and leading up to that, you were pretty popular at that time if you had a car and you had 5 gallons of gasoline. And we had a C car, Daddy did, and there was no problem to get gasoline. He didn't. And anyway, we triple-dated a lot in high school, and it was a pretty tight fit in a 40 model Ford, three couples. But it was a good time. We were a real tight bunch of kids in the 44, 45, and 46 class at Longview High School. And we always had dances in the gym after the football season was over. And again, that was during the swing era, and we danced to the finest music America's ever heard. There was a prisoner of war camp, a German prisoner of war camp, located behind the post office on Green and Marbley Street. On the east side, there used to be a baseball field there during the days that the hospital was there, and a prisoner of war camp right next to it. And I remember seeing the PWs come through town with a big PW on their back, and they were picking up trash and sweeping and cleaning, and they were used on various farms around. I think most of them came from North Africa because all of them had a tan, and most of them were blonde-headed. I remember VE Day and VJ Day here in Longview. VE Day was May the 8th, and I think both days, May the 8th and August 14th, was on Tuesday. That sticks in my mind. It was Tuesday. It was the day of the week. And at high school, high school was located on Whaley Street, between 2nd and 3rd, and the building's torn down now, but that's where the old Longview High School was, three-story. And the windows were up naturally, being the early part of May. And we heard some racket downtown and some cheering and horns being honked. And, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We knew something downtown people were celebrating. And I think one of the teachers, or maybe Mr. Spate, or maybe Mr. Foster, might have gone downtown and found out that Germany had surrendered. And that's how we found out about VE Day. We were in school. I remember VJ Day more so, because this was in the summer, and on Fredonia Street, I heard a lot of horn honking and shouting and carrying on, and so I started walking to town to see what was going on, and it didn't take but just a very short time, and people were driving around Fredonia to Methven to Green to Tyler and just making circles, blowing their horns, and everybody yelling and shouting and hugging each other. And people were sitting on the front fenders of cars, and others were standing on the back bumpers and were waving. And that went on for several hours. And the traffic was so heavy downtown that cars just moved less than a mile an hour, just real slow, because the people were in the streets. And it was a wild celebration when VJ came. I remember seeing pictures in New York about VJ Day, but that happened here in Longview, Texas, too, the celebration. It was wild. I remember a lady was very upset. She had a wedding ring on, and by shaking hands and people grabbing each other, she lost her wedding ring, and she was very upset about it. And I don't know if she ever found it or not.